Welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Moores, Matt Leach on the other side of the glass. Dude, do you watch the, do you like golf? I don't know if you like golf or not. You never talk about it.
I like golf.
You watching the Open?
The British Open. I'm paying attention to it. I'm not watching it because I'm doing the show.
Well, no, I didn't. Did you watch any of it before the show came on? Have you been paying attention to it?
I flipped over a few times, checked and see what was going on.
Okay. I'm just asking. I mean,
why? You like golf over there? I know you like playing, but do you follow golf?
Nah. I don't even care about that. Honestly, I mean, if it's not in the, on the homeland, I'll watch it a little bit. I mean, they're going for the.
So just because if it's the U.S. Open, you'll watch it, but the British Open, you won't?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Dude, I'm not into it right now. I just, you know.
It's okay. You can tell us you don't like golf. You don't have to like
golf. No. Don't get confused now. I think you're getting a little bit confused. I didn't say I didn't like golf. I just not enthralled. Have you seen the UK golf courses?
They're a little tough.
Yeah. I don't like the way they set them up. I like green grass. I don't like that rough. I don't like all of that brown grass.
Like those hills.
Yeah, That's not my.
Those bunkers that seem like they just go up forever.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm just. And then like the bunker. Oh, they showed one where a guy was in the bunker on the bunker cam and he knocked it out of there. He almost holed it. I did watch that. I saw that and it caught my eye. So, I mean, yeah. And, I just look at it. I'm like, Kevin Kinsler is in the lead, right? He's a co-leader at -6. Rory McIlroy is -4 today. So just in case you think I don't like golf, I'm going to give you
No, you're talking about how tough the British courses is. Wasn't it the U.S. Open that everybody was complaining about the scores and how nobody was under par? Wasn't that just the U.S.
Yeah,
Open?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, see, that's gone stupid. They went the total other way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't have to make them slick as ice or like glass when you putt. I mean, you saw Phil Mickelson get in trouble for hitting the ball and hitting
pros
it again.
Pros are complaining, man. That's tough.
What?
I said when the pros are complaining.
Right.
That's tough.
I mean, there's no reason for that. There's really no reason for that. You want people to watch the tournament. You don't want people to get mad. Your favorite golfer get mad and you go, oh, wow, he's pretty well mad there, right? I mean, really? I mean, I have a rough. I've threw a lot of clubs in the woods. People find those clubs. I've learned to calm down. Woosah. Now I haven't thrown. You know, I haven't thrown a club in 3-4 years now.
Sure.
I'm serious. I haven't.
Three weeks.
No. I didn't throw anything yesterday.
You sure about that one?
No, I'm very sure. I didn't throw anything. I walked off the course and got in the car. I got 8 holes in and I was done. But you know what I was working on something. I took a 9 on that 8 hole and I left. But all clubs accounted for. So, I mean, you know.
Baby steps, you're getting there.
All I'm saying is that, you know, golf is a tough sport. A lot of people don't think it's tough. But, you know, you get out there, you just play. Go out there and have some fun. Anyway, so, I mean, you know, I was just looking at that and trying to see who was winning. And, you know, but does it really matter on Thursday, on Friday? Moving day Saturday, right?
Yeah, you just gotta make the cut. So it's really Saturday is when we really start paying attention.
You know that's.
But for me, for the major, I mean, I'll pay somewhat a little attention. But any, you know, for a lot of these majors, really Sunday is the only day that I'll actually sit down and watch.
Really?
Yeah, I'll pay attention to it again. Like today, when I was at home before the show, flipped through it a little bit, but I wasn't sitting there watching each and every hole. But once Sunday rolls around, I'll sit down and I'll pay attention.
Okay.
I'm an everyday golf fan, an average. I'm not a big golf fan, but, you know, again, I'll watch the Sundays.
Who's your favorite golfer?
Still Tiger.
So you started liking the sport when Tiger came in, or did you like it before?
No, I mean, for me, I really, because my dad was a big golfer, and he was a big fan of all these different guys.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, no, it was really Tiger is what really made me become a fan of golf. I mean, 97, best year of my life, was the year that he blew up on the Masters. I think that was the year that he had his great minus 17 or mm-hmm, whatever it was mm-hmm. Masters tournament. So, you know, again, never being that big of a fan of golf, he was my favorite back then. So I'm still riding with him. I'm hoping he can get another major here or two.
Do you
two.
Really think he's going to get another major?
I didn't say I thought he was going to. I said I hope he does.
I'm asking. I'm asking you your opinion.
I'm becoming more and more skeptical as time goes on and we're not seeing too many good results. So if I had to bet money on it, I would say no. But do I hope he does? Yeah, I certainly do.
Right. Okay. There's no right or wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking, you know, I think he's a season away. I honestly think he's a season.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I think he's a season away. Look, he's just coming back. He's got tape on his back. I mean,
but we've been hearing about these injuries for how long? They add up.
But
they
he's
don't get better eventually.
He's finally healthy. And now he hasn't played golf for how long? Really competitive golf for how long? And he comes back this year, not playing great, but not playing bad like when he tried the last time. I mean, he's consistently playing now. I think he's a season out. He comes back next year because he's getting back into the groove. I mean, rest his body, get back. And then come back next year, know what to expect. Because, I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of people that put a lot on him. And he puts a lot on himself.
I mean, he probably puts more on himself than any, you know, than anything. But I don't know, Jamie. I just feel like we would see there would be some part of his game that you would be able to see that, like, oh, that's what's going to carry him now if he doesn't have that overpowering drive, which was so dominant for so long. I don't know whether it would be his putting or, you know, maybe a short game. I feel like there would be something that we would see that we would be like, that's what's going to get Tiger back over on that, you know, competing for another green jacket or competing on another Sunday at a major.
Mm-hmm.
And I just haven't seen that yet. Once, you know, maybe once I do, I'll believe it a little bit more, but I don't know. I just feel like everybody continues to get their hopes up for him to come back, and then it just keeps on getting dashed.
Well, when you talk to these young golfers, they haven't seen that kind of money yet that Tiger brings.
Oh, yeah.
So now that he's playing, the money's coming back in style, and so when you talk to the younger players, they'll tell you the game needs Tiger Woods. That's because those big purses
I'll
come.
I'll tell you.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
If he goes, if he, as long as he's competing, and he's doing okay. He gives you one of those rounds that, you know, that's out of this world and you think he's in contention. TV ratings go up higher.
Oh, Jamie. Right now, even right now, he's still the biggest name in golf.
Right. 734-998-1050. Yeah, he is the biggest name in golf. Still, that being said, I mean, do you think Tiger Woods, I mean, you think he's got a chance? Maybe. To win one, may be over for him. You know, it may be over for him. 734-988-1050. What's up, 5 o'clock, G and Mike? How you doing, man? You're a little early today.
Hey, dude, what's up, man? I think my 3-iron was the biggest one that I whipped in the woods the most. You know,
oh, you threw
three or four.
But you find them, though, right?
That one. How about you?
I throw my... 3-wood in there because I know I'm going to go get that because that's my favorite club.
Yeah, those woods, they cost money, but that iron, man, you can see you and those raccoons living in those trees. Love it, man.
I don't even use my 3-iron. I don't even know what a 3-iron does.
Yeah, I know, but you know, when you're a big guy, man, you say, "Yeah, I can shoot that 2-iron or that 3-iron," you know, and it humbles you, man. It just brings you back down. Hey, now I gotta talk. We gotta talk about big sports now. Michigan, Notre Dame.
Sure.
Is Shea Patterson? You know, last year, Harbaugh waited for the opening kickoff to decide who his quarterback was. Now it sounds like it's a foregone conclusion that Patterson is our starting quarterback this year.
No, you
Come
haven't
on,
heard.
Man, let me know.
You haven't you heard have Coach Harbaugh. Day. You haven't heard Coach Harbaugh say that. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. I love him. He calls. When he's done, he's done. But he's listening. So you haven't heard Coach Harbaugh announce who his starter is. He hasn't. Yes, we're all. A few of us are already assuming.
The people have made a foregone conclusion of right. who it's going to be.
So that being said, it's his to lose. I mean, you got to come back in camp ready to play, knowing being demonstrative. I think looking for somebody that's going to lead this team. If that's Shea Patterson, I mean, it's his to lose. You got a few players that are trying to play. Brandon Peters, he's been in that huddle before. Here at Michigan. And then you have Dylan McCaffrey, who everybody wants to see. And I'm sure Dylan wants to be on that field. So, you know, it's going to be, it becomes another, becomes a little short, a smaller version of competition. You can eliminate it by just doing what you did, hold on to what you won already.
Well, because what are the advantages? Of if he is the guy, not saying he's the guy, you just basically have to game plan for not only him, but for the other potential quarterbacks?
Other teams got to figure it out. Brandon Peters, you have film on. You don't have any film on Dylan.
The other guys.
You don't have any. You have film on Shea, but in that Ole Miss offense. Mm-hmm. You don't have film on him with the Michigan football team. So... That's the advantages of not saying who the starting quarterback is. You don't have a film on Joe Milton, but he can play for four games. Then he done. Just say it.
Yeah. No, because that is a strategic advantage. You know, we call it, you know, we joked about, you know, whether you call it gamesmanship, whatever. It is a strategic advantage. But then what are the advantages if we did know, you know, first week of camp, you know, you're going through – those first few snaps or first few drills, and it's clear he's the number one guy. What advantage to the
team?
They
still ain't telling you.
No, but I'm just saying, what advantage would that have to the team if you did come out and say it?
Well, I mean, the advantage is knowing who, as a teammate, you know who the starter is. You know who the go-to guy is. You know this is the leader of your team. Like it or not, the quarterback is the leader of the team. Really the face of that team. So how he goes, so goes your team. So did he do enough? I mean, look, I you're talking to a young man who never was told he was the starter, who just jumped in when they said, give me the starters. You know what I'm saying? Not when I was a freshman. No, I didn't jump in then. No. But when he, as my sophomore year, my junior year, my senior year, yeah.
I would have loved to see what happened if you would have tried on that first practice to jump in with that starting squad.
Well, why would I do that? I mean, again.
Because it would have shown the tenacity of a young James Walter Morris.
Okay.
And that he was ready to step up to the challenge. But I just wonder who or which lineman would have grabbed you by
which
the back lineman, of your shirt and
which
said, boy, what are you doing?
I mean, you know. Come on. You ain't jumping in there. It's no freshman. Maybe AC. Rick Leach, yes, he jumped in. I mean,
he tried.
But let's just say, I mean, you're not just jumping in. He's gonna call your name. So, I mean,
I don't know if Ricky would have jumped in front. Mark Elzinga was the guy who was supposed to be, he was the senior coming back that year and the guy that most people expected. So I don't know.
See,
Big Z might have thrown an elbow or
something. He ain't throwing no elbow. I knew, wait a minute.
Hey, Big Z, man. No.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm just telling you from what I heard. It may have been a couple of days, but we pretty much knew who was the starter
that might have been the case.
A couple days.
It might have been the case. But again, Bo never announced it up until the game.
No.
I believe they opened with Wisconsin that year.
Right. Yep.
And I think my dad said he found out Friday night that he was going to be the starter. Might have been Friday or it might have been Saturday before the game, but it wasn't right up pretty much until right before the game that he knew.
I found out that I was going to be a starter the second game. The second game of the season. What's up, Sean? Sean's in the house.
Making his entrance, as you know he
does. I know he comes in. What up? But I found out when I was a starter against Wisconsin, that was the third game of the season, probably Friday, because I was back there doing special teams, catching kicks, and he said, I got to be stupid doing this. I'll never forget that. I got to be the stupidest man in America. And I went, oh, wow. Really? Why you got to be stupid?
Thanks, Coach. That's giving me a lot of confidence going into this game right now.
I'm already nervous because Coach Burton gives me a hint. Get in here. You got to learn what's going on, the blocking schemes and everything. I'm like,
Coach, why? I just run.
Exactly. I run scared. And that's what you do. Run scared. I mean, until you learn the blocking schemes.
But you picked it up.
I don't know. I just picked up whatever I was seeing at the time. Hey, even plays to the right, odd plays to the left. That's all I knew. If you know your left from your right, you'll be okay. Other than that, hey, it was on a wing and a prayer. And thank God for the running backs. The fullbacks knew where everything was going. Bob Perryman, and Thomas Wilshire. I was under those wings, man. Thank God for those guys. Love them. You know, you have a lot of guys to help you. And, you know, you can perfect it. You can get it done. But if you got guys that, hey, don't know the plays, you in trouble. Had to learn the plays pretty quick, too. Real quick. You know, 734-998-1050. Give us a call if you'd like. Who do you think? What do you think? Should Michigan name the starting quarterback right now? Just let everybody, just air it all out. Put it out there. Put it on out there that Michigan, the starting quarterback for Michigan is going to be blam. Just put it out there. Let us know. And then if you don't, is it sportsmanship? You just not wanting anybody to know. But everybody's going to know, right? Pretty much figure it out. You know, I don't know. I would tell the team, or the team would know, and we go from there. Now, sometimes teams like to loosen the lips a little bit, tell their respective families, and then everybody else will get a little bit. And by the time it gets around to kickoff time, you already know who the starter is. That's probably why Coach Harbaugh doesn't release that. Because he doesn't want anybody to know. Then you're game planning. How is Notre Dame going to game plan against Shea Patterson? Because you haven't got a chance to see him in the Michigan offense. I mean, they don't know what he's going to do. Other than Brandon Peters. That's the only guy you can game plan against right now. Only guy.
Again, like you said, you could watch stuff from Shea at Ole Miss, or you want to watch some high school film of McCaffrey or Joe.
Yeah, Joe's much more defined.
Jeff George
now.
Jr., you got that tape from Illinois.
That's a true statement, though. That's a true statement. I mean, yeah. What are you going to get from Dylan? You got to go get high school film again? You got to stick with
high school film, yeah.
But he's 2 years in now. Second year.
But what else are you going to do? They're not going to give you any practice film from when he was on the scout team.
No. And you couldn't come to the spring game and watch him. That's the thing.
I wanted to.
No.
I was here.
I'm saying Notre Dame couldn't. And the weather was bad, so stop. I'm just saying the weather was bad.
Later.
At the time we were going to kick off, it was just starting to go away. Or not kick off because we weren't kicking off, but at the time we were, you know, setting up and doing things. But, and you know what? General public, it's, you took advantage of it. You didn't want to get the general public all into it. They would have got, now, admit it, they would have got wet. They would have got wet. It cleared up for game.
It's all right. We play football in the rain.
No, not in the spring. You ain't got to play football in the spring. They already proved that. They played indoors. They still practice,
by the
way.
I'm just jealous. That's how I could have gone. I wish I could have gone to practice with you.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, they still practiced. You didn't miss anything. Well, you did.
Well, yeah, no. We all did. Not you, Mr. Oh, I get to go wherever I want, do whatever
that's
I want,
not, that's
say
not,
whatever
that's
I want.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. We
you
don't.
Sure about that?
I'm not saying anything what here. I want here because I'm yelling. I want to know who the starter is right now. Announce it right now.
See, we all just want to know.
Look, what's the advantage? What's the disadvantage?
Again, a little strategic advantage because you don't know who to game plan for, but I don't know. Because there, do you think that with the team, because when was it known that Coach Harbaugh was going to be the starter going into your sophomore year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying what years, because again, I don't remember exactly how you guys lined up. Was he was older than you?
It's a year ahead.
Year ahead of you?
Yeah.
So, well, even your freshman year, because who was the starter your freshman year?
He was the starter.
Okay. Was it known before going into camp that, so it was your first 3 years minus, you know, when you fumbled the ball. And
that's
then
my freshman
year.
They broke. That was 149 pounds, but go ahead. And you like to put it out there, but
well,
go ahead.
Man, you broke Coach's arm.
I didn't
it was
break
all your
his,
fault.
Hey, if you listen to what Jumbo told you, the ball got fumbled. I was on the ground. I was being held because I was trying to get back to the ball. I was being held. And when Jim jumped for the ball, two guys jumped at his arm. They didn't go for the ball. They went for his arm. So technically, it wasn't me. Get the number of the guy that went for his arm.
It wasn't you who actually broke it.
Right.
I got separated. You don't fumble that ball.
I got separated from the ball. I
don't
admit
fumble that ball.
Let me tell you something. They made
Coach
the ball.
Coach doesn't break his arm.
No.
We
they
go
made
out and have
that
a great
ball
season.
A special way, so sometimes you can't hold on to it. You get popped like I got popped. You need to go back to film. Let's go back to the film.
We'll go back.
I'm gonna bring it up.
Man, this I love getting you all riled up like this.
I'm just telling you, man. You trying to call somebody out. Hey, ain't nobody want to fumble the ball. It's just part of the game sometimes.
I would have held on to it.
Yeah. Okay. You're about $1.49 right now. So we take you down to Shebeckley and
see. Hey, man, I'm $1.74. I'm ready to go.
So what? You about 30 pounds heavier. We'll get you down.
Oh, no. I would have fumbled that ball, too. Don't worry.
I'm just saying, look, I get it. The fumble did cause the arm to get broken. Okay? I'll admit that. Well, I was young and dumb, and I didn't know. And I was being held.
I wasn't even born yet, so I don't really know. But I just like giving you a hard time because I can, Jamie. That's the best part about being on this side.
Aren't you nice? See, that's okay. I did get upset for a second. Minute second. And I let it go after that. Got to let it go after that. Sorry. But that being said, we got to go to a break. But when we come back, hey, we're going to take a little break in between. It's Vic and Barb time. And you know Sean's here. We already said he was here. We're going to have some fun. But Vic's here, too. You're listening to the M Zone.